After nearly 12 months of searching for premises, we've now finally got some. Interestingly, it's at Fig Creative, which is owned by Martin Duncan and the team. So we're hugely thankful for him. And 10 months ago when we started our search, we actually went and looked at one of his rooms, which would have just been too small. And then he actually contacted me a couple of months ago and said, look, we've got bigger premises upstairs now if you want to come and have a look. So he's been really accommodating with us, and we move in next Friday, April Fool's Day, which is good.
It's appropriate if you've got to turn up with all this lot. What happens if you've got to move everything from your cellar now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the full move's probably going to take about 2 or 3 weeks, but we need to be able to still continue to operate the clothing bank whilst we're doing it. So we'll move in stages. We'll move baby items, then children's items, and then adult items. So at the moment, we are trying to run our stock levels down to as low as possible. So we're trying to get rid of as much of the stock as we physically can to families that we know need it, or any additional requests that we're getting, and then we have less to move, but there's still going to be a phenomenal amount to move. I think we're looking at about 8 to 10 van loads, I think, plus racking. We've been donated racking by Adam Griffiths, who owns Magic Merchants in Glossop, so big thank you to him. And then also the guys at EnviroLab in Glossop, they've also donated a load of, you know, like the plastic boxes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which we're going to use to actually put, itemise and organise.
How much space have you got in the new place?
So I think there's three different rooms. There's two big rooms, one large room. So in total, I think it's about 8,500 square feet, which should be big enough for what we need. Obviously, we've got another unit at the moment that we're using, which has been very, very nicely donated to us for the last 10 months by Stuart Whiteman, who runs Body Tech Body Repairs in Padfield. So we may need to keep that on for another month or so if he'll let us. But obviously, all of the big cots, prams, Moses baskets, they've all got to come with us as well. So I'm pretty convinced that we'll be able to fill 800 square foot very, very quickly.
Well, we're standing in a packed cellar. Are you hoping to get rid of most of this before you move?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so we're appealing to people. We realise that times are tough, you know, and that actually clothing and baby equipment is starting to be considered a luxury item as opposed to an essential item. So if you do have any children or adults or babies and you'd like some clothes for them, please get in touch with us. If we can't help you before we move, we'll definitely be able to help you once we've moved.
How will the new place work? Will it be like a shop?
No, so we're not going to open it as a retail premise. What we are going to do is open it to the public, but by appointment only. So we'll have select appointments on the days that we're open, which will be Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, and also Sundays. There'll be appointments for people to come, but then they'll be able to select what they want as opposed to receiving a bag from us. So we're hoping that it'll be a more dignified distribution channel. We're going to deck it out so it looks like a shop. So when people come in, there's a proper shopping environment. The term that we've coined is freetail, so free retail. And then we will have open days. So we'll have uniform, school uniform days, workwear days, interview days, baby equipment days, toys and books days. And they'll be going live on our website.
It must be a relief to get all this out of your cellar.
I don't mind it. I mean, I wouldn't have done this for the number of years that we've done it if I was bothered by stuff in my house. We've been blessed, you know, we're fortunate enough to have a big house, and I can't think of anything better to fill it with. But I can testify to you, yeah, my husband is very happy to get his cellar back, and his loft, and his bar, and his front room, and every other part of the house that's full of stuff at the moment, yeah.
Now, you are also doing an appeal for the Ukraine. How's that going?
It's going really well, yeah. So I think last count, we've now raised about 6,500, which is great. The appeal hasn't even been going 4 weeks yet. We've had a lot of businesses, independent retailers, children, comedians, all running fundraising events to raise funds for it. And then we've had individual donations from people as well via PayPal and the bank. So we've been absolutely thrilled, really, really thrilled with the response, and also the trust that people have in us being able to get their money to where it's needed.
You smashed your target then?
Yes. Well, I think we thought 3,000. And I think since the last time that we spoke, Jill, I think I messaged you about 3 hours afterwards to say that the target had been smashed. Every single penny that we get goes to where it's needed. It's going direct to proven verified groups on the ground. It's going to buy aid. It's going to buy transport and to support evacuation teams that we're working with, who are evacuating families and children and orphans at this absolute very minute. So it's all going to go direct to source. Nothing gets removed. And it literally gets used within 24 hours of being donated. So we just want to say such an enormous thank you to everybody. I don't think the challenge in Ukraine is going away anytime soon. So we are appealing for people to still continue to donate to us. And if there are any other businesses, independent retailers, who wanted to run an event or to donate again, we definitely know we can get it where it's needed.